Computer Talk with Dave Mason. High-tech talk radio will never be the same.
All right, let's switch gears to something a little more positive, although interestingly related. Amazon's given away 31 apps through today, worth you got up to $100 that you can get for free. 31 apps or $100, whichever comes first, lasts throughout the day. It's kind of an extension of their free app of the day. But you get up to 31 of them. It's something that Amazon's doing to promote their Amazon App Store, which is becoming increasingly successful. They're always, as everyone is, struggling to, whether it's from just sort of a PR perspective or actual dollar amount perspective, numbers perspective, struggling against Apple's iTunes Store, but they are making inroads, and I mean, that's a lot. We talked last week about Apple's new Fire Phone, and that's one of the reasons they came out with the Fire Phone, was specifically to address that segment of the market that they hadn't really hit real hard. Free apps that are included in this offer are Plex, Notepad Plus, Jump Desktop, Easy Money Manager, Travel Interpreter, Splashtop, Remote Desktop HD, and many, many more. But you have to do it today.
Can you get that in Natchitoches?
Yes.
Natchitoches, Louisiana?
Yes, you can.
The oldest town in Louisiana?
Founded, when was it founded?
In 1782. Is that what it says?
1714.
Oh, that was close.
No, it was not close.
Hey, it was in the 1700s. It could have been worse.
It was not close.
Yes, it was. I was in the same...
You were in the same century?
Century.
That's like saying, the introduction of the automobile in the... Moon landing are basically basically the same time.
That's close.
The late back in the late 1900s when
what would be your
we were
acceptable
doing,
range of closeness?
Oh, maybe 20 years.
Oh, come on now.
No, I think that's reasonable.
That's a little tough.
No, I think that's pretty reasonable. I think the normal person.
I've never even heard of that town before, so.
As opposed to the abnormal person.
The fact that you
instantly
asked me when and I got that close, I'm happy with.
Okay. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Interesting. I've got an email from.
By the way, that's Dr. Dave's coffee cup this morning. He's got that on there. Where'd you get that coffee cup from, anyway?
Take a wild guess. Take a wild guess where this coffee cup is from.
No, I said, where'd you get it? I mean, who gave it to you? Yeah, I know you didn't go there.
I think I stole it from an office I was working in.
I was going to say, maybe...
somebody
Fresh
offered me a...
Send it to you or something.
Somebody offered me a cup of coffee, and I never gave a cup back. Forgot. Just left with it, kept going.
So you stole it.
I think so. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK.
Hey, don't forget to check your... email as well.
Well, no, I mean, that's what I'm going to bring up right now. An email from David in Oceanside, Oregon. Morning, Dave and Steve. Can you discuss the issues with TrueCrypt and the impact of that? Well, that is a really general question, and so I'm not entirely sure what you mean, David. There's a lot of information about TrueCrypt, and there's a lot of implications from all angles of all of those. So it's difficult for me to know what you're talking about. We could spend three shows talking about this. I'm going to try to discern intuitively what you want me to talk about, in particular about TrueCrypt. I'm going to start off with the obvious thing, which is first that TrueCrypt is a public domain encryption program that is very useful and very secure. And one of the best things about it, as opposed to the commercial competitors of TrueCrypt, is that the source code is viewable. So what they use to build TrueCrypt with is viewable, and by some, you know, by anyone who has, you know, programming knowledge, you can see what it's doing. Now, you might think, as not being a programming and encryption expert, that that would make it vulnerable. Ironically, it is just the opposite. It lets people know that know what they're doing, review it, and see, oh, you know what? No, there's no back doors. There's no gotchas. There's, you know, and if there is a problem, if there is a weakness, if there is a vulnerability, it has a tendency to be discovered quicker because the source code is out there. You've got more eyes on it. So it's a very good free encryption package. Now, what has happened in the last couple of years is that people have gone to great lengths. And, I'm gonna describe some of the details of this, and you're going to chuckle. You're going to laugh. Because when I say great lengths, I mean great. Incredible.
Really great?
Maybe even foolish.
Really, really
lengths.
Great? Okay.
To crack it. And let me tell you what some of the... And I'm doing this off the top of my head, so forgive me if I don't get the exact details right here, but I'm about 98% accurate in the description of this scenario. Cracks have been made by people who have taken active laptops with TrueCrypt installed, cooled the memory chips, taken the memory chips out and put them in a memory chip reader and found out what the encryption key is and then used it to crack the laptop.
Wow. So how long did it take you to do that, Dr. D?
Okay.
Is it 5 hours?
It was not me. It was not me. So, Reader's Digest version, is it possible to crack TrueCrypt? Yes. Is it possible ancient aliens seeded Earth with mankind? Yes. Is either one likely? No. TrueCrypt is incredibly robust. Even outside of describing what we've talked about here and there are other situations in which there's been some cracking of TrueCrypt stuff. Didn't we already know that TrueCrypt was not 100%? Didn't we already know that? I mean, we didn't know why, how, when, who. But we knew, I mean, that there is nothing on Earth that is 100%. Nothing. Nothing. Remember when we thought GM couldn't go bankrupt? There's nothing. And TrueCrypt is no different. Now, here's how you have to, I think, view this. TrueCrypt is incredibly robust. If somebody, I mean, number one, they've got to have access to the machine. They've got to have access to the machine to the point where they can disassemble it. They have to have access in a machine in an environment in which they can cryogenically freeze the memory. They have to have access to the machine in which they can disassemble it, cryogenically freeze the memory, and then have access to a memory reading machine separately that will actually pull that stuff off. Then they have to have access in that whole situation in which they can then do the software that will then read that stuff and crack it, and then have access to the machine to enable use of the cracked encryption key. Look, we're talking.
This is
practically
stuff,
impossible.
Yeah, this is stuff that Jack Bauer would have a hard time doing.
Yeah. So, technically, some vulnerabilities, yes. Practically, no. It's amongst the most secure thing you've got in your entire life. We'll be back after this. Second hour coming up.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.